talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, the Exchange Club, at a new time slot here on WWGH Radio, live here on a Thursday evening. Now, Charlie Evers will be back with us next Thursday or next Friday. It's all changing. We'll be around at some point. And Terry Tackett was supposed to be here. Now, he may wander in at any point. And also, Weasel couldn't make it tonight, but I think might be here in the weeks to come. Now, his show has moved to Friday evenings from Saturday mornings. So he's on every Friday from 8 until 10. So you want to stay tuned for that. So that leaves us this week with Brandy.
Yay!
Now, see, you're excited, right? Because after last week's show. Now, see, starting out on a bad note already.
That's how we do it here.
Well, here, because we're going to talk about this a little bit.
Oh, no.
No, nothing big. But it's just, it was funny because after last week's show, I usually get emails about this show, but they're usually just kind of, I like the show and that sort of thing. There's nothing all that pressing about it. But since we have started doing this show with this particular group, Charlie and yourself, and Terry was with us last week, I believe, mm-hmm. and Wheez, not last week, but he's been with the group, there have been so many emails that we don't like each other. Anybody doesn't like anybody. I mean, that you and Charlie don't like each other, that you cannot agree on anything. And that there's even been notes that I pick on Weasel. And last week there was the the mess of I was awful to you during last week's program. I don't think it was awful. I think the term I was hard on you, I think was the term. And then I asked
you. That was one. One person's term.
But that's fine. I mean, so, but I, my point is, we really, we're not friends, but we don't, we get along. I mean, it's just, this is a show about topics, and people give their opinion. It's not personal. We don't even talk about the topics off the air. We spent more time talking today in the last 10 minutes about what happened last week with the emails than any matter of fact, we didn't talk about any topic we're going to talk about today.
That's true.
So for the final time, I'm ever going to mention this.
You think.
I am. Because I don't care anymore if these people send bad emails. I'm just saying we do get along. But sometimes it does get heated. And last week, you and Charlie got into a nasty conversation that I thought was a particularly personal conversation, and so did Terry, about Kavanaugh and women. And I think that did not translate well, and I think that it came off that we all did not like each other. But again, we do. We talk about, you talk to Charlie about gardening, I talk.
Oh yeah. If Charlie and I had a gardening show, everyone would think we were best friends.
Best friends. And like I said, I usually talk to you, what's going on in your life, how's everything going, that's about it. So this is not, like I said, we're not friends. I wouldn't go that far to say we're friends, but we see each other an hour a week, but there's no anger. I mean, when the show's over, the show's over. Even last week, this awful program apparently that happened last week, which obviously was so entertaining to people that they took the time to write emails. But, you know, people saying stuff. Well, I don't want to say, because it was jury, I don't want to say anything that was, yeah. But the stuff that people said I thought was a little more than just these people don't like each other. But it's not true. I don't even think I talk to you when the show's over. Usually I just walk out of the room. Come next week.
We always have a little chit-chat after.
But it's never about what we talk about. Nothing ever spills over.
I wouldn't say never, sometimes, but it's not, like, no, we're not, you know, sniping at each other after
you're just snipey on the air.
It's not like, well, look, when there are subjects that I feel strongly about, I mean, that's going to translate into the show. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that something doesn't matter to me if it does. Charlie and I have particular subjects that we clearly very much disagree on.
Big differences.
We're on different sides of the fence, and we're going to argue about those things. I mean, I don't think it's been as heated as other people feel, but maybe, I don't know. I know that I speak loudly. I grew up with a brother who was half deaf. We all speak loudly in our family because of that. We've always overcompensated. We're loud people in general. So, you know, I've never yelled at Charlie, I don't think.
No. Last week's show, I talked to some people when the show was over, and that conversation, and I don't even remember what started it, because we certainly weren't talking about Judge Kavanaugh. As a matter of fact, I think you injected that. But we started on something... No, you did.
I don't know
people
if it
was can
me.
Go listen. Charlie did not bring up Kavanaugh, I don't think.
Yes, because he was talking about how mean the Democratic women were during Kavanaugh's hearing. He brought that
up. Why were they? Why was he talking about mean Democratic women?
Because we were talking about Biden and the debates, and we were talking about Kamala Harris and her issue with Joe Biden.
Oh, that she was mean.
And so Charlie was saying that, yeah, he thought she was mean, and then he brought up how she had behaved in the Kavanaugh hearing.
And then you
so
got
it was
nasty.
Not me.
No, but then you got snipey, and well, that was particularly snipey. I mean,
sure.
You can't deny that's
something that I feel very strongly about, and there isn't a person on this planet who would come to me with those sorts of things, say those things about that moment, and not get sniped from me. That's just how it is, because
right.
I'm direct. I tell you how I feel about something. I'm not going to sit here and play nice because we're on the radio.
So why don't people understand that?
Well, because they don't know us.
Okay. Well, that's now they do. Now they've heard. So whatever comments you might make, I mean, it's great to send your little opinions. I mean, I don't mind that. I think that's fine. But what you think is really going on here, that people are angry with each other and that these are personal attacks, they're not. They're
no,
just
it's not.
Not.
And if you watch... Not watch. If you listen to the show regularly, you'll
see.
Well,
apparently
that,
these people do.
That, you know, Charlie and I tend to agree on everything but those particular subjects.
But those subjects are the biggest part of the show.
Well, somewhat. But anytime that comes up to, you know, issue of relationships or love or marriage, which we talk about also a lot on the show, Charlie and I tend to be in agreement on that kind of stuff. And then, you know, when it comes to those things, you and I tend to disagree on those sorts of things. So, you know, there are patterns here, and if you can't see them, I don't know.
But that's the way it goes.
Yeah, we're not going to agree on everything. So.
No, and if we did, it would be a boring show.
It's a debate show. That's what it's
about. That's what it's about. So, that's enough on that. But I wanted to make that clear one final time, since you're the only person here, because for some reason, you get more of these objectionable messages than anybody else does. But I think I have figured out why that is over a period of time. It's because the people who listen and have listened to Charlie or me for a long period of time, they get what we're doing. And when I'm moderating this show, and I do pick the topics, sometimes I try to move it along because I'm aware of the time. So maybe that does come off bad sometimes.
I don't think that's what was happening last week.
Well, what's your opinion? What do you think's happening? What do you think happened last week?
I think that there are probably some new listeners. There's probably a lot of old listeners who know Scott and Charlie, know when they're joking, know when they're not. Maybe even know you personally, because we live in a not-so-big town, right? And then when Chad and I cannot call him Weasel Boy.
I just call him Weeze.
I can't do that either. When we came on the show, we're new people. People don't necessarily know us. And we also brought new listeners, people who weren't listening before. And the people who are listening for me do not know you, don't know when you're joking. And so you might know, but to them, it seems real. That's
but
what I think.
All I would say to those people is, not that it matters, because criticism and praise go along with doing something on radio or television or newspapers. But if I was really going to pick a fight with somebody, if I was really going to do anything psychoanalytical, would I pick this time to do it? I mean, let's be serious. Would I pick the 45 minutes on the radio to do it?
I mean, I think the perspective is I'm only, you know, in this world for an hour. That's it. That's all you see
but
me
we
is
don't,
an hour a
right,
day.
But I mean, do we talk anywhere else? I mean, you
no,
even
that's
talked
what I'm
about...
saying. So if you were going to pick a fight, this would be literally the only time you could do it.
Right. But I could pick fights with you other places. I mean, people do that. I mean,
but where?
I've went out of my way to avoid you at certain places.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
No, but that's all I'm saying.
You're
you
not
can't
gone out of your way
these,
to avoid me.
At the voting... I saw you there, and I did not even say hello to you, right?
Well, now he's admitting it. First, you said that I was the one.
And some dance recitals that I was helping with. I never walked up and said hello to
That's
you.
That's true.
Okay, so if I was really clearly had some kind of motive here, don't you think I would do more than what I'm doing?
I'm just telling you what I think the perspective is from the outside.
They need help. They need an analyst.
One of them is... A
really?
Psychologist, yes.
Well, I've asked Marge, and Marge used to say, our another one of our panelists who's hopefully listening out there, Marge used to tell me that part of it is because when you're with people longer, I mean, if you go back and listen to some of the early shows that you were a part of, you weren't as strident as you are now. You weren't. If you go back and listen to them, they're
well,
all
I
archived.
I think there weren't, yes, but I think part of that, too, was because... There was the subjects that we were covering back then weren't quite there. We hit a moment, we hit a hump where I had to make a choice where I was going to be, you know, quiet like, or I had to.
Like in the beginning, if we did, we've always done politics.
Yes.
And in the beginning, you would barely touch them.
No, that's not true.
What is? You would give an opinion, but you would never get into a back and forth like you did last week with Charlie over the...
I've had back and forths with Charlie since almost the very beginning.
Right, but if... And we've all... When you first joined the show, one of the early topics was The Bachelor.
Oh,
and that's really
that
where...
That was the point at which, yes, things...
Yeah, but yeah. You know, that was... you were not very opinionated about that. I remember Charlie and I... agreed on it, that it was so stupid, and he
about
was not a
bachelor?
Virgin. The
well,
Virgin
yeah,
Bachelor.
Because that's... But I don't care about The Bachelor.
No, but again, the point is just what you said. After that show, you got a ton of garbage in your email, or your messenger, or whatever. And also, you said you got a lot about who's your celebrity crush. Because
yeah, but that was before The Bachelor,
yeah, but
the celebrity crush.
But the truth is, that's what people want to know for some reason. Yeah, the political stuff is they don't.
I mean, maybe they do. I don't
understand.
We
know your
why.
Political stance.
Yeah, I don't understand why people would want to know
because,
my celebrity crush.
Because
it's
we
weird.
Know and a few weeks ago we talked about it on air, so I don't think it's upsetting to say when you said you wanted resumes or something like that.
Oh, geez.
I mean, and that happened.
Yes,
so again, this is not me. I don't drive those conversations.
No, but here the people who were sending
too
me
much
resumes,
time on this.
For the most part, the vast majority of them clearly knew that I was joking about it. The people who are sending me emails about the relationship between the two of us do not know what is joking and what is not.
Well, they have to learn. They've
okay,
got to learn.
Well, I'm just
so
telling you.
That's it.
That's the difference.
Well, we've killed that now. So we're never going to talk about that
I
again.
I don't think we've killed that.
No, we're going to. I don't care what. No, they can say it now.
I probably have 5 emails right now.
Well, I can't. The people, God bless their hearts. I like them for listening, and I appreciate that they listen and stick with the show. But clearly, they're. I wish there maybe was a camera to see what goes on off the air. It's completely different. It really is. I don't say 5 words to you off the air.
That's not true.
When this is over, we will not say goodbye. That's about it. True or false?
Well, true today. I have to get home. It's
any
it's,
Friday. What do we say to each other?
A family thing.
Okay, but no, you
we always talk before and after the show. All of us talk together.
Right, but it's not like the show.
No.
That 45 minutes is different.
Yes.
So that's all I'm saying to these people. Understand.
Yeah, but it's not fair to say we don't even say five words to each other. That's not true.
This conversation would not happen off the air.
It just happened.
No, no. What happened was an analyzation of what happened. Now, this is more of a disagreement. See, this is where people think there's a disagreement, but there's not.
Ugh. Whatever.
Enough. We've got a lot to talk about. So let's get on to the topics. Now, it's interesting because somebody dropped out of that 75 Democratic field this week. First one to drop out, Eric Swalwell, who, you know, apparently was very concerned in that first round of debates about Joe Biden passing the torch. Well, he's not going to be the person that gets the torch passed to him because he's gone. I think he made a terrible mistake by saying that over and over and over, and he looked ridiculous. And his poll numbers didn't go up. And I think he saw Kamala Harris and what she was able to do. And goodbye, Swalwell.
Fair. I thought we would whittle down the field a little and then somebody else joined.
So. Yeah, just as he left, the guy who's putting all the ads on television about impeached Trump, that's who it is. A billionaire? I think he's a billionaire.
Tom Steyer.
Yeah. Nobody cares about him either. No. None. Nobody cares about 80% of these people.
But that's the thing. I mean, the people who are on the stage don't know whether or not anyone cares until they're on the stage and they start getting polling numbers. And then you get the Swalwells who drop out. And I think if there's another debate, the field will whittle even further. So I was kind of hoping there would be more dropouts than there were.
There's going to be another two-night debate, and we're not going to care. See, that's the problem. Nobody cares.
Do you really care? It's not. If you're not voting Democratic, then of course you don't care.
I don't think the ratings were big on that.
But if you are interested in trying to find your candidate, yes, you care. I watched the entire debate from beginning to end.
Oh, I have no doubt about that.
So,
but I'm just saying most people didn't. Most people, the ratings were not what they were.
What were the ratings?
Not what they were back in 2016. Well,
tell me what they were.
I don't have them in front of me at this point. Okay, I'm just, well, I know they weren't as big. Know. They were not as big as the 16 Republicans because it was split over two nights, and they were not as big as Hillary and Bernie. They weren't.
Well, I mean, there's a lot more to deal with. When you have two nights of debate, obviously.
Mistake.
Well,
nobody wants to watch that. That first night was like the JV debate. That's what it was.
I liked it.
No.
I thought both debates were good.
And then people were talking for about 24 hours about that Julian Castro, and then the thing happened with Kamala Harris, and I haven't heard his name mentioned since.
Oh, well, I have.
But you run in those circles.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not for the entire populace. It's specifically for people who are going to vote in the Democratic primary. Those of us who plan to vote are watching, or maybe
we're not. But you
won't
tell people who you're going to vote for in the primary.
Right. Why should I?
Well, I'm just not sure you let everything else out. But that
I do not let everything else out. We just talked about politically, how I wouldn't tell everyone.
Politically, you do.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yes. When have you ever held back on a political opinion?
There are plenty of things that I hold back on.
Well, I don't think that's true. Not on this show. If I come to you with a political opinion, you will... Like that thing right there. What were the ratings? How big were... I don't think it was a big mistake. I don't think da-da-da-da-da.
I didn't say that. No, I was asking you if you actually knew what the ratings were.
I don't know the exact ratings.
Because I think sometimes people throw out things and they say, well, this was true, when they don't actually know whether or not it was true.
I'm
and if you
not
don't have the
a
statistics
show.
In front of you, then you can't say one way or another.
I'm heading up this program.
Uh-huh.
I've got
but
to
you
have
still
this...
have to be factual.
Well, that's right. That's the point.
Well, I was asking you if that was actually factual, if you knew for a fact. You did not.
I don't know what the exact numbers were, but I know they were less than what they were in the past, and that was the point.
If you say so.
You think they weren't?
No, I don't know one way or another, so I'm not going to say that I know one way or another.
Anyway, he's passed the torch. We don't know why you won't tell us who it is, but I think we all know who it is.
You do not.
We do. We took a poll last week.
You do not.
Yes.
Yes, and you were all wrong.
I don't believe that's true.
Well, it's true. I just said I was going to be factual. Well, there's no reason for me to lie about it.
Well, here's the problem with it. Well, see, you're not lying about it, but you're withholding the information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could tell you right now, I could say, okay, here are the people running for president next time, and you have to include Donald Trump in that, because mm-hmm. he's running as well. And I could say, I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for. And then the election happens, and then the next day I say, well, that's the guy I voted for.
But that's not why I'm doing it.
No, but but it's the same outcome.
I don't really care. I mean, I don't know why anyone would care who I'm voting for in the exactly. Democratic primary anyway. It's, so why are you so hung up on it?
Which is a curiosity that I think it's an interesting personality perk that, just as you said, who would care? But yet that's the one thing you've been adamant about not saying.
Well, I have my reasons.
But see, but now, okay, now there you go.
Partly because we're a long way away from the primary, and I haven't made up my mind 100%.
So you don't
there
know.
There is somebody who right now, if the primary were today, I would be voting for. But there are other people that I am very interested to see where their campaigns go. And so I'm keeping the door open. And so maybe I'm not committing to it, but maybe as we get closer to the primary, I'll say, but we'll see.
Okay. As interesting as that is.
I'm shedding.
You're shedding. Something's going on over there. Interestingly enough, I'm not going to get too deep into this, but it's an interesting story. The census is coming out next year, the 2020 census, and there was a question on there about your citizenship that the president and his group wanted to have put on the 2020 census. And essentially it was, are you a U.S. citizen? Are you a U.S. citizen born in Puerto Rico? Are you not a U.S. citizen? And I think there's another choice on that question. Well, it went to the Supreme Court on if this should be on the census, and the Supreme Court rolled 5-4 that no, you can't ask that question. Well, the president has said today that it's still going to go on there. He wants that question on there, and he doesn't care what the Supreme Court has to say, and there you go. I don't really understand, so just don't answer it. Everybody, okay. Nobody tells the truth on those things. Half the people don't even fill it out.
Yeah, I think that might be the case nowadays. I mean, I think it was different when the census wasn't done by mail or how, that's how they do it now, right?
Mail.
I think I remember getting.
So you didn't even fill it out.
No, we did, but I wasn't sure if that was how it had been for a long time or, you know. But I think before it used to be more of like a volunteer door-to-door sort of scenario, which is totally different than filling it out by mail. I mean, I think if the question is on there, probably people won't answer it. And then what's the point of having the question?
So do we have to go to the Supreme Court? Do we have to do all that gobbledygook? Can't we put it on there and be done with it? If you want to answer it, answer it. If you don't, don't.
Well, I think the people who are arguing against it are, you know, some of them probably don't want it on there because they are living in fear of.
First of all, why are illegal immigrants getting a copy of the census?
Because a census is not about American citizenship. It's about who is here, who is living in this nation at this point. Point in time.
But isn't the theory that you get a fine if you don't, I mean, isn't that the, it doesn't happen, but isn't there a theory that you get fined if you don't fill out the census? Isn't that the
I honestly idea? Don't know.
I think it is. So, you know, I would think the government would have to know who you are.
I don't know if they necessarily know who you are. They send it to mailing addresses. It's not, I don't think it's specifically addressed to specific people. Because then you would have, you know, all kinds of overlap between households and, you know. So I think they send it to addresses rather than people. I don't know. I could be wrong.
But do you really think all the time and effort should be spent on, is this going to be on? Is this not going to be on there?
I mean, it's difficult for me to say. I am a U.S. citizen, but I understand why people would fight that question because, you know, if I weren't a U.S. citizen, that could potentially feel dangerous for me. So, you know, I mean, I don't really understand why people want it to be on there so badly in the first place, but.
But if it is, who cares?
Well, the people who feel endangered by it care.
Well, don't answer. If you feel endangered by that question, don't answer it.
Yeah, but there's... But look, if everyone in... If you're sitting in a circle of people and they say, you know, raise your hand if you've done blah, 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 and you don't raise your hand, even if it's just because you didn't hear the question, then people make an assumption about your answer. So having the citizenship question on there and then getting... You know, if your last name is something that is perceived as foreign and you don't answer the citizenship question, do you think that ICE might be knocking on your door soon? I think probably. So, you know, I can understand why they would not want that on there.
I don't know. I think it's iffy. Just don't send it back in. a lot of people don't anyway.
Well, yeah, but if you're not a U.S. citizen... You don't know the rule. I mean, I am a U.S. citizen, and I don't really know the rules of the census. I don't know whether we get fined for not sending it
you're
in.
Not, no.
So if they're telling you, and you're a person who is here illegally, or your green card has just expired or whatever, and you're told you're going to be fined if you don't send this in, I mean, all kinds of studies have shown that people who are here illegally follow more laws than the rest of us. So I think it's more likely that they're going to fill out the census because they don't want to break the rules. But at the same time, they have this question here that could potentially endanger them.
Maybe. I don't know. I think this is an interesting subject, though. Apparently, President Trump and Cortez... were blocking people on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And now a court says, this had to go to the courts too. This is what the courts spend their time doing, worrying about who can see tweets. Anyway, they decided that you cannot block, if you're a government official, you cannot block people on Twitter, even if they say vile, nasty things, because you are putting out policy and things like that. First of all, who's putting out policy on Twitter?
Donald Trump.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, President Trump.
Where did he announce the transgender ban?
Yeah, but did it happen?
Well, yes, temporarily, and then it went to
courts. But that's
what
I'm saying. This is not... Listen, President Trump uses Twitter to get people angry. That's all it is.
Okay.
You ever notice he does it early in the morning?
The White House has said... Yes, I have noticed that.
He does that for
a purpose. The White House has said that this is... his official account, that the words that President Trump says on Twitter are official White House statements. So you can't, as a government official, block people from seeing what their government officials are doing.
If you want to see what the president's doing or you want to see what that Cortez woman is doing, then don't send them hateful, nasty stuff.
Well, the president has the option, if somebody is sending him hateful, nasty things, to report them to Twitter and get them banned. And then that's Twitter's problem, right?
But this ruling, I think Twitter would have to go along with, which is that it's okay to do it because as long as you're a public official, they can't ban you. So if they can't ban you,
no,
I don't...
No, that's not... The ruling was that the official cannot ban them, not that Twitter cannot ban them.
Right. So
if you're breaking Twitter's rules of whatever conduct, then they have the right to ban you, period. They're a private
entity.
What
is Twitter's rules of conduct?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know them all off the top of my
head. What's
a
big one that somebody would be
breaking
here?
You can't make death threats, right?
Well, of course, I don't think anybody's doing that. You can't make a death threat on the...
I've seen a couple. It's not good.
Well, I'm sure people are showing up at those people's houses then.
Well, I would hope so. Okay. You shouldn't be sending death threats to the president, but it does happen.
Yeah, but this isn't about that. So what is this about?
Look, first of all, do you honestly think that Donald Trump reads all of his comments on Twitter? He gets thousands and thousands of comments on his Twitter things.
I'm going to give something that's going to blow your mind because I've believed this since day one.
All right, I'm prepared. Yeah, I'm mind blown.
Donald Trump is not tweeting this stuff. He never has been.
That is probably true.
Have you ever seen him with a phone, ever?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
Never.
There are pictures of him with his phone.
Photoshopped.
Yes. No.
You've never seen him walking around with a phone in his hand.
That's
never.
That's not true.
Where?
No, there is.
No, remember we had all those pictures of Hillary with sunglasses and a BlackBerry? You've never seen those with Donald Trump.
No, I think they're. You're probably right to an extent. I do think that some of them are him. But, I mean, there's a whole industry of people out there analyzing whether or not that particular tweet was done by Donald Trump.
They're done by PR people, and
okay,
they have been from the beginning.
The White House has still said that is Donald Trump's official government account.
That's okay.
You cannot ban them.
But these aren't real things. These are just things to get him in the news. They're things to keep him relevant, which is what most people do on Twitter.
It doesn't matter whether it's an important thing or not. Our First Amendment rights protect us from not being able to see these things.
I agree, but I don't think Twitter's freedom of speech.
It's not about Twitter. This isn't just
this is
limited
about Twitter.
To Twitter.
This is about this Twitter. I have the facts on this one. This is about Twitter.
But it's about, he can't do it on Facebook either. He can't ban him on Facebook either.
Right, which
so
again, I think is wrong.
It's all social media.
But see, I think that's wrong because you're going to run into problems again, just like the last election. Where did they put the bots to try to influence the election? They put them on Facebook. Now, Facebook is a private company. That's not freedom of speech. You can't walk into a private business and say anything you want. You can't walk into a grocery store and say your bread's all spoiled. If it's not, they have the right to kick you out. So you don't have freedom of speech in there.
No, that's true. But it's not about freedom of speech from Twitter. It's about
but
freedom
of
business. Speech. Right. Well, a business is not a government official. This is something completely different. In the United States, we have the right as public citizens to know what our government is doing. Okay, so if, for example, my representative is Jim Jordan. And if Jim Jordan banned me on Facebook and then started saying all of these things that he was going to get passed in Congress, and I, as his constituent, wasn't privy to any of those things because he just decided one day to ban me for whatever reason, that would not be okay. He is beholden to me as a constituent, regardless of party, regardless of how I feel about him. Now, I also am not going to go on Jim Jordan's Facebook page and tell him that I think he's an awful human being. But if I did, it would be on Jim Jordan or probably his staff to report me to Facebook, Twitter, whomever.
But does
and
that get
me
banned
that way?
Does that get you banned on Twitter?
If it violates their policies,
right,
yes.
But does just criticizing somebody get you banned? I don't
no,
think it
and
does.
And we have the right as American citizens to criticize our public officials, regardless.
And I think they have the right to block you.
They do not.
See,
if I go to a Donald Trump rally and sit there quietly, peacefully, with a sign that says, "You suck, Donald Trump," does he have the right to just toss me out? Am I violating any
of
laws?
Of the rally?
Am I violating any
if,
laws?
If he paid to rent the building, and
okay.
he, yes.
Well, see, so he could go and say, "Security, take this woman away."
Right.
But he can't ban me from ever seeing, if I stood outside of his house, if I stood outside of one of his buildings and held the same sign, would he be able to ban me from ever being on that street again?
Oh,
no,
and I'm not
he
saying,
wouldn't.
But Twitter is a business. He could not stop
you. Donald Trump's business.
Right, but he couldn't stop you from sending him a letter. He couldn't stop you from writing the White House. He couldn't stop you from emailing the White House. He couldn't stop you. So I don't understand why people think this is the only way to do it. Twitter is a private business. I think if you want to send something, we need to stop sending nasty things to people in general. This is stupid. I mean, first of all, these people don't even read these things. They don't care what you have to say. They really don't.
Yeah, I believe that Donald Trump and his administration probably do not read any of those comments.
If you want to know what he tweeted that day, just watch the news. They'll put it on there.
Well, but it's still a matter of First Amendment rights. You can't. It's a slippery slope if you say he can ban you on Twitter, he can ban you on Facebook,
freedom
and
of
then
Twitter.
What? He starts putting out his policy on only on a website that he owns and he has full.
Well, that's different.
Of.
Now, if he was being secretive, that's different. But if the media... See, the problem is the media is going to have access to his Twitter because that's freedom of the press. But the media also is not going to say awful things to him.
I'm pretty sure he actually banned some journalists from his Twitter, for the record.
Did they say something nasty?
Probably not. They probably came back at him with facts.
Okay, well, then I guess that
person... He probably perceived it as nasty, but...
Well, you can't see somebody's Twitter if you're banned. I'm sure you can go on some other Twitter.
That's not the point, though. He's a government official.
But all I'm saying is this does not...
That,
this
that
does not
to
have
follow.
To be decided
no,
in
look,
the courts.
This man has degraded norms
ah,
from the beginning to up until this very day.
So this,
and this is one of those things that I have no problem people digging in their heels on it because he should not be allowed to degrade our norms any further than he already has.
Well, what about that Cortez woman? Now, she, to my knowledge, has not...
I don't know who you're talking about.
What's her name? The popular Democrat, the young one, who's always... She's like a Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. I can't think of her name.
Oh, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Okay.
Cortez, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
I didn't know who you were talking about. And...
Anyway.
I only ever hear Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay, there you go. Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
She's got the same problem. Because
okay.
She was banning people.
Yep, shouldn't be allowed to.
Yeah, but I don't think... Now, you would not say that she has messed with norms and said horrible things on Twitter, but people are threatening her because they don't like her. They don't like her socialistic ideas. So, should they be allowed to do that as well?
They shouldn't be allowed to threaten her.
She says... Now, wait a second. Now, she says she has socialistic... Because you rolled your eyes there. Like, she doesn't have socialistic ideas. She says she's down to Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. I mean, come on.
Oh, come on. Elizabeth Warren as a socialist? Give me a break.
Well, she's more to the...
Give me a break.
Well, I have not heard this Cortez being for Joe Biden or Swalwell or Kamala Harris.
She's allowed to have her favorites just like anyone
else. Well, because it's the socialist and the...
Elizabeth Warren is not a Democratic socialist.
Bernie says he's a socialist.
Yes, but you said Elizabeth Warren and Bernie.
People, she's...
No.
She's to the left. She's to the left.
Well, yes, she's a Democrat. We're all to the left.
No, she's to the...
Newsflash. No, I don't think that people...
Why do you...
If somebody
see, here's
is
the
threatening
problem.
AOC...
You never agree with me. That's just
that
one
is,
time. Just say, I agree with you.
I said it earlier in the show.
When?
I said I thought you were mostly right that he was not writing those
mostly
tweets
right.
Himself.
Don't, I bet that hurt to say I was mostly right.
I have agreed with you in the past, Scott. You always make a big deal out of it as if it's the first time it's ever happened.
Well, it is because I think this is getting a little out of hand that this Cortez woman... who cares? I mean, honest to God.
So it's okay for Donald Trump to ban people, but it's not okay for AOC.
Why does
to ban
everything
people?
Have to come back to Donald Trump?
We're talking about them in the same context. We're talking about the same subject,
yeah, but we,
two different government officials.
But we
they're
spent
related.
Much more time on Trump than we did on Cortez.
Yes, but you switched and said you
right.
said you thought Donald Trump should be able to ban
right.
people who are saying vile things, and
so
then you came
she.
Over to AOC and you said, why should she be
no,
able
I
to
said,
do
no,
that?
No, I said she should too. They both should.
No, they both should have to follow what the Supreme Court said. The end.
We're going
to
move on, but that's people will decide their own thing on that. Which one are we going to do here? Okay. Meghan Markle. We all love to talk about her. Apparently this week she got in a little...
We've talked about her before. You're always flabbergasted.
No, people do like to talk about her. Listen, she's the first African-American
mm-hmm.
princess. That's a big deal.
Well,
she's
in,
on
go, in Great Britain. She's
go,
not the first African-American
oh,
princess
no,
we said, ever.
Go to a grocery store counter. You cannot, ever since she came on the scene, pass a grocery
oh,
store
yes,
counter.
Tabloids love her. That'll,
so
I
you act like I'm making this up, that she's a big deal.
No. Just don't think we love to talk about
well,
her.
I don't even, I don't care about her, but I gotta fill 45 minutes, so we're gonna have
we can fill 45 minutes with Donald Trump.
No, see, that's your problem. You always want to talk about Trump.
No, I actually
you know,
don't want to talk about
when
Donald
when
Trump.
I pick these topics, this is an interesting thing because I don't think I've ever said how I pick the topics because these certainly aren't my areas of interest, but I try to pick what was the biggest story of the news week. What is something that pop culture people are interested in? And they are interested in her. She has been the number one tabloid Us magazine. And I do look at those magazines when I go through the checkout because I think about this show. I think this is what people are apparently wanting to talk about. So here we go. Meghan Markle is in some hot water because she told some people she didn't want to be photographed. Okay. Why is that a story?
I don't know.
But it was.
Okay.
Should you, but the question is, being a public person, should you be able to tell people, I don't want to be photographed?
Well, sure. I mean, she's a public person, but she's not a public person, you know, 24 hours of the day. I mean, at some point, you got to
How can you tell
like,
somebody?
Leave me alone. I mean,
if you are out in public, everybody's got one of those phones. They whip it out, snap a picture. It doesn't matter.
Well,
people
I mean,
will even steal your pictures from your Facebook. I've had people go to my Facebook and steal pictures.
Oh, yes. I've had that, too. But I don't think... I mean, it's not like she's putting in a rule that says you
can't... No, but she just told people, stay away from me.
Okay, well,
I don't want
she's
to,
allowed to...
But you know what they did as soon as that happened? They all whipped them those phones out.
Very courteous.
And now we have to criticize her because she wanted a little bit of privacy.
I'm not criticizing her.
We agree on this one, and
she's
right. I think
it's fair that she deserves a little bit of privacy.
Good. We can move on past this one. Now, this I wanted to get this story in because I know this is right up your alley.
Oh,
what
no.
is Reddit, first of all? It's a website, right?
Yes.
Have you ever been to it?
Yes.
Well, it's just people talking about things, right?
Yeah, it's a forum.
Okay, it's a forum. Well, this was on Reddit. Apparently, there were two sisters vacationing, and they had their families. Maybe a 4th of July thing. It probably was. And their kids were playing a game. And the one kid beat the other kid. Well, the parents...
Wait. Physically beat or like
no,
beat
no,
them
physically
in the game?
No, physically in the game.
Okay,
in the game.
Okay, got it.
So the other...
I'm just physically trying to
beat.
Clarify.
People at home and in your car, you knew what I was saying.
Families get...
Brandy's just
get
a little
angry.
Slow today. The heat, the whole bit.
That's probably true.
There you go. So... one kid beats the other kid at the game.
Got it.
Okay. So the parents or the kid starts to throw a tantrum, goes bananas that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents of the kid that lost say, well, that's okay that he's throwing a tantrum because we teach him never to accept defeat and that he should always try to win.
Oh, Lord.
And actually go so far as to tell the sister who they're vacationing with that you need to tell your son that he cheated so our son can feel superior that he did not lose that game.
Oh, my God.
This is true. Go to Reddit. Look it up. This is a real story. This is not made
up
at all.
Well, I'm sure it's a story on Reddit, but just because it's on Reddit does not mean it's
no,
true.
No, but it's the number one story on Reddit
yeah,
this week.
Yeah, still doesn't
okay.
mean it's true. People
well,
put
anyway,
stuff on Reddit
well,
all the
it was good,
time.
It was good cool. enough for us today. So the point is... What do you think? What would you do? I know where you'd be in this position, but go ahead and tell people.
Tell me where I would be. I'm always interested when you say
oh,
you
I know
where
you,
I would be.
I know where you'd
tell
be.
Tell me.
Yep. Come on.
Tell me.
If you were the mother and some... do you have any? You don't have any sisters, do you?
I have a half-sister.
Okay. Where's she at?
I don't know.
So she's met you then. And she said, I don't ever want to be around her again.
No,
I'm going to go to a completely different place.
That's not how it happened.
Okay. If we had more time, we'd get into that.
No, we wouldn't.
Another secret you have. You got a lot of skeletons in the closet.
No skeletons.
Okay. Anyway, I know where you would be. If you're
okay,
half sister,
tell me.
Who you are, I'm trying to.
Okay.
Give me a minute. Gee whiz. I think that if somebody went to you and told you that your kid needed to apologize and say that they cheated, I think you would go berserk. Because you're insane that way when it comes to things like this.
No, I wouldn't go berserk.
Oh, I bet you would.
No, I wouldn't go berserk.
If they
no.
tried to boss your kid around?
No, I've had people boss my... Look, my kids are... I try very hard not to talk up my kids and pretend that they're anything special because they're just average kids. But really, if you ask people who know them... They would never, like, we had a situation where somebody was playing games with my kids and the person who lost was very upset. My daughter took the prize that she had won, and this was not prompted by me at all. It was all her, and she gave it to the child who had lost.
You could have made Reddit.
I wouldn't even have had to deal with this.
But that's
situation,
not what happened
just
here.
Would have left.
I'm just saying, if this was, if I believe, if anybody came to you and your child did not acquiesce,
I probably would have laughed in their face, honestly.
Well, see, you'd be rude. It's just, that's what I'm saying. You would be.
I don't think that's rude. I think it's rude
to laugh in somebody's face.
It's rude to come to say somebody and tell them they have to lie about what actually happened.
I'm not saying
in order
it's not.
To appease a child that. That's
I'm not. I'm not. You're right. I'm not saying that that person's right. I think that person's a little nutty too. But I'm just saying, if that was you, I don't think you would do it.
No, I wouldn't do
it. Okay, then I was right.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I would never tell my child to lie. Right. That would just not be
right.
Not be something that is gonna
even
come
if your half sister asked.
Right. Even if my half sister asked.
Right. But and if she insisted, along
you
with
would
her,
probably leave.
See,
I try very
go.
Hard not to, you know, make a scene in front of my children. You're supposed to set the example for behavior when you're with any group of children, whether it's your own or somebody else's.
They don't listen to the show, do they?
Yes. Sometimes they listen to the show. Not all the time. You're supposed to set the example. And so, you know, what I would want my child to do in that situation would be to walk away because clearly...
But I don't think it came to the children. I think it was a conversation held with the parents.
I know, but what I'm saying is because that's what I would want my children to do, that's what I would have to do
you would
as
walk
an adult,
away.
Even if I wanted to tell them they were stupid.
Enough. What if the parent stood up with the two kids sitting there and said, I know my child won, your child cheated. You're a cheater, my child won.
Yeah, I'd probably laugh. I don't think I'd be able to keep that reaction.
No, but and that would come off rude to this woman, I'm sure, because she's very serious about this, about her child being superior. And then...
Oh, my word.
No,
and
that's what
leave.
It is.
Then you leave.
You're on vacation.
So what? You have an obligation
what if
to
it's
protect
your husband?
Your
what
children?
If it's somebody you like, though? You because that could create a whole rift in
what
the family.
Mean?
I mean, what if it's like a family member you like? Like, say it's your mother-in-law, mm-hmm. or say it's your... Who do you like in your family?
I like all of my family. I do.
Really?
Yes.
Not your half-sister?
I like my half-sister.
But you just haven't seen her in years.
I don't know my half-sister. I don't have anything against her.
Who do you... Okay, who's your favorite family member?
I don't have a... What the heck?
Come on,
if
quick.
If any person in my family who I got along with
right.
came to me
pulled
and said...
Pulled this stunt.
Yeah. Well, we would have a serious discussion
so
about
so you'd be
it.
Willing to ruin that relationship for the sake of...
I don't think it would ruin the relationship. If you get along with somebody, then, you know, you know how to speak to them in a way that...
What would you say? What would you say to
what
a family...
It would depend on the person.
Okay. Well, pick somebody.
I mean, if it was my mother-in-law, I'd probably... Ask her if I could talk to her in the other room, and we would just talk about it. It wouldn't devolve
all I'm saying,
into some big ordeal.
I think the point of this story was that this woman clearly was not going to accept that her child lost. So you've got to be in the mindset of that. That's what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to force your kid to say they lied so the other child can feel superior. That's the whole conversation here.
Not happening.
Right. And that's what I said about you. So I was right on that particular subject, which I don't think is a bad thing because I don't think many people would go along with that.
I would hope not. That's just weird.
It is weird.
I mean, look, you know, a child, children have tantrums. That happens. And it's not the child's fault that they're upset. You know, especially when you're on vacation, kids get overwhelmed. There's a lot going on. You're more likely to see tantrums from your children when you take them out of their familiar schedule and environment and all of those things. You have to be prepared for that as a parent. And you can't expect anyone else in the entire world, even your mother-in-law, your sister, you can't. You can't expect anyone else to deal with your child. That's your responsibility as a parent. So if my child were melting down because they had lost a game, it would be my responsibility to deal with my child, not to go to somebody else and say, well, your child has to do this to appease mine.
Right, but they don't think that's bad behavior. See, that's where I think you're getting lost in this story.
Well, I'm just saying it is.
Yeah, but see, they don't. They think that's the way you should act, that you don't lose, you don't accept defeat. That's the whole point here. That's what made it.
You got to talk to your sister or get the heck out of there because, you know, her kid is her deal.
Why not just stop playing
games?
Your deal. Go on vacation, eat nice food, go to the beach.
What do you do with a kid all day on vacation, Scott?
What I do?
Yes.
Well,
besides play games.
They can play games. They all stuck on those phones. just have them do the phones.
No, my kids don't have phones.
Well, that's a whole discussion for another day. But I bet the people on vacation with you, their kids would have phones.
I doubt it. Not anyone that I know.
In any event... That's it. Charlie and Wheeze and Terry will be back next week. See, not bad.
Wait, so we're doing... Terry is going to be a regular?
Well, I don't know about a regular, but somebody else will be here next week. Maybe I won't.
Are you sure?
Maybe I won't be here next week, and we'll have somebody else. Because I've always said, we need somebody else to host this show. Then I can take weeks off. Everybody else takes a week off.
I don't think I've... Have I taken a
week
off?
Yes, you've taken weeks off. Sure.
When?
See, you always want to question it. You can't ever agree with me. When we went to Panera. We went to Panera on a Friday and... Not Panera.
When you went up to Tony Paco's.
Tony Paco's, yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
That is true. I wasn't there.
So there you go. I was right.
There you go.
Okay. So in any event, you don't feel bad this week. I don't think this will bring any hate mail, do you?
Well, we'll see.
There was no subject there that you found horribly objectionable, was there?
Oh, I... find it all objectionable.
Do you? Well, that's because you were wrong about most of it.
No.
And that's it. Stay tuned for more programming. Be back next week.